Golden Lion by Wilbur Smith with Giles Christian.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
They were no longer men. They were the detritus of war cast up by the Indian Ocean upon the red sands of the African continent. Most of their bodies were torn by grapeshot or hacked by the keen-edged weapons of their adversaries. Others had drowned, and the gas in their swollen bellies, as they rotted, had lifted them to the surface again like cork bungs. There the carrion-eating seabirds and the sharks had feasted upon them. Finally, a very few of them had been washed through the breaking surf onto the beaches, where the human predators waited to pick them over once again. Two small boys ran ahead of their mother and grandmother along the water's edge, squealing with excitement every time they discovered anything deposited upon it by the sea, no matter how trifling and insignificant.
"Gerry's another one!"
cried the eldest in Somali. He pointed ahead to where a ship's wooden spar was washed ashore, trailing a long sheet of torn canvas. It was attached to the body of a white man who had lashed himself to the spar with a twist of hempen rope whilst he still lived. Now the two boys stood over his carcass, laughing.
"The birds have pecked out one of his eyes!"
shouted the eldest boy.
"And the fish have bitten off one of his arms!"
his little brother gloated, not to be outdone. A shred of torn sail canvas, obviously applied by the man while still alive, was knotted around the stump of his amputated arm as a tourniquet, and his clothing had been scorched by...